So tonight we want to read one verse found in the book of Matthew. We're going to kind of continue the focus on Christmas and the birth of Christ. And but while you're turning there, Matthew, we want to read just a couple of verses of Scripture. We just want to focus on verse 21, but we want to read beginning with verse 18. But while you're turning there, let me ask you to pray for our young people as they give their, I don't want to necessarily call it performance, but give their, on the Christmas program that we're having Sunday night. There's still several practices to go. They're going to practice tonight after, here in the sanctuary after we finish. And they're practicing down there now. And of course, there'll be, I think, a couple of different practices this weekend. So let's pray for them, that the Lord would use, the program to speak to hearts, and that, you know, it's always our prayer, no matter what we do, whether it be in song, whether it be in sermon, whether it be in a Christmas program or, whatever we do, it's always our prayer that someone would come to know Jesus Christ as our Savior. We want to lift up the saints. We want to edify the saints. But our world's in a mess, and people need the Lord. And He's the only one that can make a difference in people's lives. And so that's why the birth of Jesus is so important. You know, when I was growing up, you know, I'm like every other child. But when I was growing up, you know, I was thinking about the presents. We were thinking about, you know, the gatherings. We were thinking about, you know, just the things of Christmas, the excitement and so on. But I remember one thing that my dad did when we were growing up and when I was little. But before we ever opened up the first present, he would have prayer, and he would thank the Lord for the birth of Jesus. Now, I didn't understand it then, but I truly understand it now about how important the birth of Jesus. Matter of fact, on a cassette tape, I actually have one of our Christmases. It was actually when we lived in Greensboro. I was in third or fourth grade, and we have recorded one of our Christmases. And so every once in a while, it's been a little while since I've listened to it, but every once in a while, I would listen to the first part of the Christmas and, you know, the opening of the presents and so on. But, I like to listen to that prayer. It's just a real blessing. And the wonderful thing, is that he's in heaven now. And so he understands all that took place. And so we're grateful for that. So we want to read beginning with verse 18 of Matthew chapter 1. And the Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he brought, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son, which is being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from the sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." I'm thankful for Jesus tonight. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. And Lord, we do lift up the request of prayer. Again, Lord, you know the hearts, you know the needs, you know the conditions, you know the circumstances. You know far better than we know. And Lord, you know the outcomes, you know the healings, the blessings. But Lord, our important thing to do is look to you, and that's what we want to do. We lift up these requests of prayers as we lift them up to you. Lord, we especially pray for those that don't know Christ as their personal Savior. Lord, those that need to come to know Jesus. Lord, we pray for those that are distant from you, that aren't living for you. But Lord, we know that you know each situation and each thing. But Lord, tonight, Lord, we pray that you'll help me. Help me honor you and allow your word to speak to hearts. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think we could all agree tonight that there are ups and downs in life. There are circumstances in life that we know about, and there's circumstances in life that we don't know about. There are some uncertainties. There are some challenges. There are some changes. There are difficulties. There are heartbreaks. There is rejoicing. There is happy times. And I probably left something out, but all deal with emotions based upon circumstances and the things that are happening in people's lives. And so if I was going to challenge anyone tonight, whether it be a Christian who is wanting to draw closer to the Lord, or maybe a Christian who is maybe not where they need to be, or maybe even someone that is searching for peace, someone that is searching for comfort, someone that is searching for help. If I was going to challenge any of those folks, I would say, turn to the guarantee, which is Jesus. Everything else changes. Circumstances and life changes. Many of you, including myself, are going through changes, and that's just part of life, is changes. And many of those changes are difficult. Many of those changes are hard. Many of those changes we didn't ask for, but yet that's part of life. But what we can focus on tonight and what we can understand tonight is the fact that when it comes to Jesus, Jesus came for a purpose, and Jesus is the truth. And so we need to focus on the things that we know are true, the things that we know that we can depend on, the things that we can find help with. And so tonight's message is called, She Brought Forth a Son. And of course, we know, as the Bible says, Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Tonight I want to focus on just three things about Jesus. Three things that is important for us to grasp, that is important for us to understand, that is important for us to find our hope and our encouragement, and that is Jesus. First thing I want to make mention tonight is this. Mary's son was a special son. She shall bring forth a son. Well, you know, it's not, every parent that has a child, whether it be a son or daughter, every parent believes that that child is special, and it should be. And that child should be. That child should be special to the parents and to the family because of the remarkable aspects when it comes to birth. But you see, Jesus is a little different. Matter of fact, maybe I should say it this way. Jesus not only is a little different, Jesus is a lot different. And so therefore, he's special. Mary's son was special. You see, just the way that he was born and the conception alone was special. We see this in verse 20. It says, but while he thought on these things, meaning Joseph, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take Mary, or to take thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. You see, you can imagine the thoughts that was in Joseph's mind. You can imagine all those things that rightfully that was maybe that thought upon and that he pondered on and all those things. But when the angel of the Lord, when that announcement was made, then that announcement told Joseph that Jesus is special. And that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. So just this birth alone is special because Jesus had no human father. Now we know that Joseph raised him and supported, but yet it was of the Holy Ghost. So that birth is special, and we can even see this in Isaiah chapter 7. Verse 14, the Bible says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. So Mary's son is special because he's Jesus. The conception is special because without the virgin birth, we would not have a sinless Savior. Without the virgin birth, we would not have a sinless Savior. And if we don't have a sinless Savior, then we have no hope of salvation. We have no hope of salvation. You know, think about yourself. Think about things that you've done in your life you've tried to make a difference. Or you've tried to do something in your life and you say, I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to try to do this. And for whatever reason, whatever you're thinking about now, you've fallen short. Maybe you didn't accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. Maybe you didn't, maybe things didn't happen the way that you thought they should or what you had planned for. And you feel like maybe, that you failed at it. Well, because Jesus is sinless, and because of this birth is so special, we now have hope of salvation. We now have hope of salvation because Jesus was sinless. You see, this birth was special. And as he lived and as he grew, his life was special. You see, we can spend time in the Gospels, as many of you have, and many messages have been preached, and many devotionals has been written, and you've even read them yourself, but think about his miracles. Think about what he did. Think about what was accomplished. You know, just feeding the multitudes of people. You know, that's, out of all the miracles that he did and all the things that he did, and every one of those, there's not one in my mind, there's not one any better than the other because it was Jesus that was doing it. But the one that stands out to me, and I guess it's because I like to fish and I've always liked to fish, but the ones that stand out to me is when he took the loaves of bread and the fish and fed 5,000. I guess it was this past spring. You know, I like to try to fish in the spring, and the fish wasn't very good as far as the fishing because of the weather and the fronts that was coming through. And you wouldn't think that fish was concerned about the barometric pressure of the air, but they do. And so, you know, I've always been, I say always, many times I've been successful in catching fish, especially in the springtime. But this past spring, then believe it or not, I caught two nice-sized fish. And I started to keep them, and what I planned on doing is There were five of us, six of us, I guess. Five. I'm trying to figure out how many. And so there were five of us, and we wanted to have the fish fry, and I debated on praying over those two fish and seeing if they would feed five people. But I knew that I didn't have that gift, so those fish, to my knowledge, are still living today. But you look at His miracles, and we say tonight, only Jesus. Only Jesus. He fed the multitude. He opened the blinded eyes. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. And when Jesus spoke, people marveled. When Jesus spoke, people marveled. John chapter 7, verse 46, the Bible talks about how that never man spake like this man. And they're referring to Jesus. His claim was special. His claim was special. His claim and his message and what he proclaimed made the Jews angry, made the Jews seek his death, made the Jews very concerned. Well, you consider the message today. You consider the gospel message that we proclaim, the death, the burial, the resurrection. You consider those things. And out of all the churches, religions, and those type of things, the one that is most challenged is the churches that proclaim the gospel. That proclaim the gospel. John chapter 10, verse 30, the Bible says, I and my Father are one. You see, that's what he proclaimed. And that is the truth. The words of Jesus, I and my Father are one. So what he claimed was special because it was Jesus. You see, that's what we focus on. We focus on the truth. How about John 14, verses 6 through 11? The Bible says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. But Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus saith unto him, Have I not been so long time with you that, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Verse 10 says, Believest thou not that I am the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. The true message was a special message. And that message is Jesus. You see, that's what we focus on tonight. That's what brings us hope. That's what brings us comfort. That's what brings us help, is focusing on truth. What else is it about this son? When the Bible says, she shall bring forth a son. Well, let's consider him as being the sacrificial lamb. The sacrificial lamb. Verse 21 says, and I just read it, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And notice what it goes on to say, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus came with a purpose. He came with a purpose. It wasn't to just walk on water, and he did. It wasn't just to heal the sick, and he did. It wasn't just to open the blinded eyes, which he did. It wasn't just to calm the storms, which he did, and he still will today. If you have storms in your life, he can help you. But he came to die for you and for me. You see, he came with a purpose, the sacrificial lamb, because as I've already mentioned before, he was sinless. He's the only one that could accomplish what was accomplished because he was sinless. You see, the mission of Jesus was to seek and to save that which is lost. To seek and to save that which is lost. And I know I make mention of it, but recently, and that's connected to our church family, recently there's been three individuals that come to know Jesus that we know of. The little boy that got saved a couple of Sundays ago that during our Christmas gathering, and when the singer sang, I was asking, how did all this come about? And so Cheryl Holt was walking with him, and so he was interested in what was being proclaimed, and he was looking for the things in his Bible, and she was helping him find these verses in his Bible, and so she asked him. She said, "Do you know Jesus? Are you saved?" And he said, "No." And she said, "Do you want to be saved?" And she said, and he said, "Yes." Amen. And so they prayed, and he prayed, and she asked him about if he knew he was saved, and his words was, "I hope I am." And then so she took it back. She said, no. And then she took the verses, and so they prayed and they talked, and he got assurance, and she said, "Do you know you're saved?" And he said, "I know I'm saved." That's because of Jesus. That's because the Holy Spirit spoke to his heart. And we had two older gentlemen who came to know Christ before their passing. And we had a young man to come to know Jesus, which is about 12 or 13. But the point is, Jesus saves. No matter what age, as the Holy Spirit speaks to hearts. But we must have that sacrificial lamb. We must have and understand that Jesus, his birth was so important because he was sinless. And you look at your own testimony. Many of you, just like myself, have been saved a long time, a good number of years. But do you realize that salvation should be just as real to us, if not more real, because we understand more, but salvation should be just as real to us as the day that we came to know Jesus? You see, there was a price that had to be paid, and Jesus paid it. A price that had to be paid, and Jesus paid it. He was a spotless lamb. He was a submissive lamb. Jesus wasn't forced to die, but we must remember he was willing to die. He was a sacrificed lamb. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. So he was a sacrificed lamb. And we thank God tonight for the cross and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5 verse 8 says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, it's a special birth. It's a special birth. And then lastly tonight, Mary's son, And she shall bring forth a son, is a saving lamb. A saving lamb. Those that are lost in sin have hope today. Those that don't know Jesus Christ have hope today. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Thank the Lord for Jesus. There's going to be things in this life that are challenges, things in this life that will be disappointments, things in this life that will be encouraging, things in this life that will be that change. But remember, this life is temporal. This life is temporal. And I know we don't think of it this way, but do you realize that we are closer to death every day? We are closer to death than we were this morning. And the only hope that we have is knowing Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. That's the hope we have. Jesus came to save. Jesus said, it is finished. And I believe tonight, based upon the authority of the Word of God, the debt has been paid. It's been paid in full because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you for our time together. We thank you for the birth of Jesus. We thank you for each part and each person and each situation and everything pertaining to the realization of the birth of Jesus, the virgin birth of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that Jesus Christ came to die on that old rugged cross for every person. And we thank you, Lord, that you're still saving today. We're thankful, Lord, for how you saved us. So, Father, I pray that you'll help us. Help us draw a little closer to you. And we'll give you the praise, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen.